Now, the notification period for a plant closing or a mass layoff may be reduced if one of the following exceptions apply. We can either have a faltering company, we can have an unforeseeable business circumstance, or we can have a natural disaster. Now, the unforeseeable business circumstance exception applies when a mass closing or a mass layoff is caused by a business circumstance that was not reasonably foreseeable at the time that the 60-day notice would have been required. Now, the natural disaster exception applies when a plant closing or a mass layoff is the direct result of a natural disaster, such as flood, earthquake, drought, storm, tidal wave, or a similar effect in nature. Now let's explore some of the applications of WARN notices and the exemptions that took place in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, the application of those notice exemptions during the COVID-19 pandemic were examined in two cases. The Benson versus Enterprise Leasing Company of Florida is one where former employees alleged that the Enterprise terminated their employment with no or insufficient notice, which is a violation of WARN. Now, Enterprise filed a motion to dismiss pursuant to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and they relied on that natural disaster and unforeseeable business circumstance exception that I just spoke of. The court denied that motion to dismiss, and the court determined that the layoffs were an indirect result of COVID-19 pandemic, which caused a decline in their car rental business. The court relied upon the guidance from the U.S. Department of Labor regarding WARN, which provides that there were layoffs and that it might occur as an indirect result of a natural disaster, and that natural disaster exemption did not apply. Now, though this decision is not binding in other jurisdictions or even other federal courts, it's instructive with regard to how other federal courts may interpret the WARN notification exemptions in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, a recent decision issued in the United States Court for the Southern District of Texas set up the potential circuit split. And that circuit split was regarding the question of what causation standards apply to the WARN Act's natural disaster exemption. In Esom versus U.S. Well Services, former employees filed a class action lawsuit that alleged that the company violated WARN by failing to provide sufficient advanced notice of layoffs that occurred in March and April of 2020. The court denied U.S. Well Services' motion for summary judgment, and they denied them on the grounds that there was a fact issue as to whether the layoff was actually caused by an oil price war or the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, of particular interest is the court's holding regarding the causation standard that was used when applying the natural disaster exemption. The court held there that COVID-19's pandemic is a natural disaster under the WARN and the COVID-19 pandemic, and that COVID-19 need not be the direct or the sole cause of the layoffs or the natural disaster. Now, this holding is clearly in direct contrast to the holding in Benson. However, the Esom decision provides hope to employers who might be litigating this very issue. Now, I'd like to chat with you all a little bit about the state layoff notification requirements. So in addition to the Federal WARN Act requirements, employers must also pay close attention to the state layoff notification requirements. And that includes our state mini WARN notice requirements. So many of our state mini WARN laws are similar to the federal WARN laws, but there are significant differences. Now, notably, many of the state mini WARN laws will apply to smaller employers. So even though some of the employers may not be covered by the federal WARN, what you need to remember is that your employer may be covered under a state mini WARN law. So mini WARN laws apply to employers with less than 100 employees. And I'm going to share a little about seven mini WARN. I'm just going to give you like some highlights for the seven mini WARN states that I think are most applicable. In California, you have the California WARN Act. And this particular act applies to employers that employ 75 or more people. Now, the employers there are required to provide the normal 60-day notice of any mass layoff, and this will include furloughs of any duration, and this could affect 50 or more employees at a covered establishment during a 30-day period of time. Now, Hawaii has what's called the Hawaii's Dislocated Workers Act. And this particular act requires employers with 50 or more employees in the preceding 12-month period to provide affected employees with a 60-day written notice of any plant closing or divestiture. The Illinois WARN Act applies to employers with 75 or more employees. Now, covered employers are required in Illinois to provide a 60-day advance notice to those affected employees when a plant closing causes 50 or more employees to experience an employment loss or where there might be a mass layoff.